Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we'll go over step 12 in the Glover U sell system. In this step, Jeff helps you understand the importance of price reductions and how to effectively communicate them to the seller. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 12 in the 20 steps of the Glover U sell system.
Skill number 12 in the Glover U sales system: pricing property, seller communication, and price reductions. We clump that all together. Pricing property, seller communication, and price reductions. I can't wait until the summer retreat. Like I just explained, I will be putting on a performance of a listing presentation. But it will be no different than what I do at the table, because at the table I put on a performance of the listing presentation. So let's talk about some things on pricing right now. We heard Ivan say it. If I have an opportunity to take a listing, even if it's slightly overpriced, I'm taking it under one condition, and that is that I know they are motivated. And I've been saying this for years. Motivation trumps ability. Motivation is more important than ability, meaning they will find a way. Even if they tell you, they're not going to show you their cards. They're going to tell you they can't afford to sell if it's at that price. They're going to tell you they can't afford to sell if that's all they're getting out of the house. They're going to tell you that they don't have enough money for a down payment. They don't want to show you their cards. So instead, I don't care about that conversation. I know they're supposed to tell me that. So when they tell me that, I don't actually hear it. What I'm listening for is how bad do they have to sell and why are they selling? Because I know at the end of the day, that is going to be the difference between getting a well-priced listing at some point in time or not. Price reductions in a shifting market. Number one, only do your price reductions when you have a computer in front of you. Never, ever, 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 ever under any circumstances do you handle a price reduction call without a computer with internet and Wi-Fi or whatever in front of you. One of the quickest ways you can lose rapport and credibility with one of your clients is if they ask you while you're on a price reduction call, well, what about that home around the corner on Apple Street? What'd that one sell for? I didn't know that one sold. I'm going to have to get back to you. That doesn't sound very good. You're the real estate expert. You're supposed to know that. Now, let's be honest. Do we actually really always know that stuff? We don't. But if we have our computer in front of us, we have an opportunity to say, oh yeah, the one on Apple Street. Give me just a second. Let me take a look, see how it compares. Well, yeah, but sometimes they call me back and I'm in between appointments in the car. Great. Hey, thanks for calling back. I'm excited to talk to you about the status of your listing. It's a very important conversation. I'm going to be back at my office, or I'm going to be in front of a computer in 30 or 45 minutes. Can I call you then? I am always deflecting to that point. Next, think in increments of price brackets. People buy at the top of their price range. They don't buy at the bottom of their price range. Let's do a be honest for a second. When is the last time you had a buyer that said they were shopping between $225,000 and $300,000, and they ended up buying a $230,000 house? It doesn't happen. That buyer is going to end up buying $270,000, $280,000, $290,000, maybe even $310,000. That's just the reality. So when I'm having discussions with sellers about the price, I'm always reminding them of that fact, of course, and I'm doing everything I can to get them into the next lowest bracket, because it's opening us up to buyers that maybe haven't seen their house and they're capping their search. Well, can we just try 305? Okay, let me ask you a question. When you go shopping for a house with me, are you going to say you're looking for a home between the price range of $427,000 and $562,000? Or are you going to say somewhere between $400,000 and $600,000? Or $500,000 and $600,000? Probably $500,000 and $600,000. So you can see at 305, we're missing out on all the buyers who say we're shopping between 2.25 and 300. So no, I won't let you go to 309.9. That's a major mistake. We have to go to 300 in order to get into that bracket, which, oh, by the way, will be the next highest bracket, or the next lowest bracket where buyers will buy. I use this one all the time. It's called the 2-3 offer script. I'd rather see you get 2 to 3 offers and turn them all down than never get an offer at all. And at this price, we are not on track for receiving an offer. It's not going to happen. I'd rather see you get 2 to 3 offers and turn them all down than never get an offer at all. Because, guys, it's a price war and a beauty contest in this next market we're heading into. We have to be the best price home on the block, and we have to show the strongest. We have to be the best looking home, which means we need to use staging. We need to get this carpet replaced. We got to look good. And, oh, by the way, we got to be one of the best priced. Well, can't we just start a little higher and we can reduce it later? No, you can't do that, because days on market is the enemy to a home's value. Can't we just try it a little bit higher? We can come down later. Absolutely not. Can I tell you why? Why is that? Because days on market is the enemy to a home's value. Well, what do you mean by that? Simple. Put yourself in the shoes of the buyer. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. or Mrs. Smith. You bought the home 6 years ago. Let's pretend I wasn't their agent. When you were shopping for this house, you probably looked at a few homes before you decided on this one. Yeah, we looked at, 10, 12, whatever. Okay. You probably had a couple key questions for your agent at the time. All right. Do you remember what questions you asked your agent before you wrote an offer on this house or sitting at their kitchen table? Well, they probably aren't going to ask about the price because they know the price. Which one usually comes up, or the one I want to coach them into, is, well, we asked how long it's been on the market. So one of the key questions that you asked before you wrote an offer on the house was, how long has it been on the market? Yep. Okay, good. And why did you ask that question? Well, because if it's been on the market for a long time, then maybe we could get a better deal. Oh, I see what you did there, Jeff. Exactly. And don't you feel like most buyers would feel just like you? See, the perception is, and that's why you ask the question, how long has it been on the market, is basically saying if it's been on the market for a little while, we can get a better deal. Well, aren't you just telling all the buyers out there, if your home's been on the market for a little while, they can get a better deal on your home? So you can see the value in getting it right the first time. Put yourselves in the shoes of the buyer. What questions would those buyers be asking? One of the things I think is really important that's part of our system and part of our listing presentation, which you'll see in the scripts, is we have a discussion with the seller about price prior to getting into anything. One of the first things we discuss with the seller at the table after we've done the little tour is price. Because the reality is, if we don't get that part right, nothing else matters. We just finished up our listing mastery with our agents over the course of the last 3-4 months. We did videotape their listing presentations and so forth, and we critiqued them. And one of the things that our agents were really, really good at is they would not move on to another part of the presentation until they got a commitment from the seller, even if it was a light commitment or a soft commitment, until they got a commitment from the seller on the right price. So there's no reason to go in there and do this whole song and dance about what you do to sell homes and why they should hire you and why your team's the best and all that until you have a firm commitment from them on price. Why is that? Well, it goes back to why I don't want to be there for the seller's disclosures. Why spend 20 minutes having a conversation around what we're going to do to sell the house if I'm not going to want to take the listing because it's overpriced? Well, how do you do that when they ask you, well, what are you going to do to sell my house? Well, one of the reasons why I'm here is to make sure you understand exactly what we're going to do to sell your house. And before we get into that, more important than what we're going to do is price. So let's have a quick discussion on what's going on with the market and what's happening with your home. I wrote down, we go over price first. This is a key point. We cover pricing first because we don't want to create the understanding that there is any amount of marketing we can do that will outweigh pricing the property correctly. Did you guys hear that? I'll repeat it. We cover the price first because we don't want to create the understanding that there's any amount of marketing we can do that will outweigh pricing the property. Because that's what they want. They want to hear, well, I know it's a little overpriced, but you've got some great marketing. You've got some great skills. No. Pricing is first. How often are we talking with the sellers? I can tell you, obviously, when the market was hot, we didn't need price reductions as much. So we would have conversations within a few days with all their offers. It's not working like that anymore. So we're in conversation with our seller one time per week, and we are talking to our seller about price every other week. This is our seller communication system. Very simple. Once a week, we're in communication. Every other week, we're in communication about their price. So that way, they don't feel like every single phone call is about reducing their home. So we stagger it. And sometimes it sounds like this. Hey, it's been 6, 7, 8 days since we've been on the market. We've had a good amount of showings. Unfortunately, we don't have any offers. I'm optimistic we'll have one soon. Let's have a great week. Click. Next week. It's been 2 weeks since we've been on the market. Buyers have spoken. We've had showings. We've had no offers. We're just slightly overpriced. We need to get it down to this. No, we're not ready to do that. Okay, days on market isn't right. I go back to the conversation that we had at the table. We're not ready to do that. Next call, 3 weeks in. Hey, just want to let you know we're happy with the amount of showing traffic that's going on. We haven't had any offers yet, but we're optimistic we're going to have one soon. A week later, fourth week. Hey, this is Jeff. It's been a month. We've had a good amount of traffic. We've had a couple conversations about what it's going to take to get it sold. And if we don't make an adjustment to your price now, I'm afraid your listing will never sell. Now, of course, on those other calls, it's possible that we're touching on price, but not getting too deep into it because I'm prepping them, of course, always future pacing for what's to come. And that is that final call of we're at 30 days. And all of our agents know, and it's been part of our system for years, I don't care what condition your listing is in, unless, of course, it's high-end or luxury. There is some unique things to that market. I don't care what condition the listing's in. If it's been on the market for more than 30 days, it's overpriced. So every now and then, when we have price reduction Fridays, which we'll be bringing back now that the market is softening, the agents will come in and they'll have a sheet of paper on their chair, and it'll show them all their listings that have been on the market for more than 30 days. And our goal is to get every single one of those reduced. Because if it's been on the market for more than 30 days, it is overpriced. No questions about it. That's our rule.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U Sell System and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, days on market is the enemy to a home's value.